Hi, this is Julie Wong, and I'm reading from pages 76 to 79 of Paul Beatty's The White Boy Shuffle. Moribond Video Works is on safari through the LA jungle. A caravan of film trucks and RVs lurch through the streets like sheet metal elephants swaggering through the ghetto Serengeti. Local strong-armed youth bore the director over the crowds in a canopied sedan chair, his seconds shouting out commands through a bullhorn. Buono wants to shoot the scene through an orange filter to make it seem like the sun's been stabbed and the heavens are bleeding onto the streets. Special effects, can you make the flames shoot farther out from the barrel of the Uzi? Mr. Edgar Barley Burroughs wants the gun to spit death. More blood. You call this carnage? More blood. My street was a soundstage, and its machinations of poverty and neglect were Congo cinema verite. Quiet on the set. Camera, roll sound, speed, action. Carloads of sybaritic rappers and hired concubines cruise down the street in ghetto palanquins, mint-conditioned 1964 Impala lowriders, and reciting their lyrics and leaning into the camera with gnarled, intimidating scowls. Cut. The curled lips snap back into watermelon grins like fleshy rubber bands. How is that, Massa? Menacing enough for ya? You got them pissing in their pants in Peoria. Now one more take, and this time make sure they defecate their dungarees in Dubuque. Our local councilman, Pete Hushmoney Brocklington, walks past my house wringing his hands and bragging to passersby about the loads of money pouring into neighborhood coffers. I only saw the bulge in his pocket. A member of the film crew yelled, "Sound!" and the beats to Stoic Undertaker's latest single exhumed the dearly departed... and take their watches kicked in. Reflexively, my eyes closed halfway, my shoulders hunched down towards the ground, my right foot tapped softly on the stair, and my head began a faintly perceptible bob. Your taste in music sure has changed. How can you tell? I thought you were tone deaf. When you used to listen to that rock and roll, your head used to bang so hard I thought it was going to snap off and roll into the street. Now you look like you're strung out on heroin. Your body just teeters from side to side like you have an inner ear infection. Reminds me of Gene Kelly in those sailor movies. Gunner, why don't you buy some tap dancing shoes instead? It'll be safer. No one would shoot you for your tap dancing shoes. Gene Kelly, ma? Tap dance? Vaudeville is dead. You want me to change my name to Bubbles and start singing them Call Me Shine songs? No one would have to shoot me. I'd die of shame. Geez, you're sensitive. What topics of importance are these hoodlums singing about anyway? What's with all this homoeroticism? People talk about the white man's penis envy. The white man ain't got nothing on these genital-obsessed hip-hoppers. I know, Ma. You should hear the guys at school. Suck my dick, slop on the knob, lick my stick, non-fucking-stop. There's this one boy whose nickname is Big Dick Black, and if someone asks him, how big is it? He yells back, 3 fists and tip. I don't get it. Never mind, I paused. Mama? Where do poems come from? Why, you a poet too? Soon as I write a poem, I will be. It's corny, but I think poems are echoes of the voices in your head and from your past. Your sisters, your father, your ancestors talking to you and through you. Some of it is primal, some of it is hallucinatory bullshit. That madness those boys rapping ain't nothing but urban folklore. They retelling stories passed down from chicken coop to apartment stoop to Ford coop. Hear that rhyme, boy. Shit, I could get down and rap if I had to. MC Big Mama Osteoporosis in the house. That reminds me. I did the family tree in Miss Murphy's class last week, and everyone believes me. I couldn't believe it. Gunner, what kind of poet do you want to be? I don't know. The cool tantric type? Shaolin monk style? Lao Tzu, but with rhythm? You'll do the Kaufman legacy proud, I'm sure. The bullhorn crackled. Okay, that's a wrap. And the video shoot was over. Hillside's indigenous population stopped clamoring for attention. The Hollywood ethnographers were no longer examining the traditional native dances, and the dancers' hands slowly dropped down to their sides. Their rumps stopped shaking. Like photogenic Renfestal Nubians watching the white god's helicopter pull away, the hillside denizens watched the film crew coil the cables, load the trucks, and hustle off, leaving us to fight over the blessed remnants of Western civilization they left behind. My tribe wrestled for the rights to broken donuts and oily ham and cheese croissants, then scattered back to our hovels, triumphant from a good day's hunt. Plastic cups clattered in the gutter. Paper napkins and signed release forms fluttered about the village like lost leaves.